Steve Cunningham. What can you tell us about funding?
He gets his chance today, I suppose. I'd expect Claim would help him, and I'd expect Barry One to help him, so I'm happy with him going into the race.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
He's going home the better funding, and he's got off the deck, Lewis German, literally, and won with funding.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
There you go, the early mail winner yesterday, funding for Steve Cunningham, $4.30 on the Giddy Goat. Thank you very much. $3.30 profit, if you don't mind. Take away the other dollar for Doug Harrison. $2.30, we doubled our money yesterday. Not much more we can do at Echuca, the beautiful Echuca. We said we had a good record there, and we backed it up again, Whitey. And I've got a theory that our performance at Kyneton, the beautiful track there at Kyneton, which is one of the most picturesque courses in the state, is almost as good as our record at Echuca. And today we are at Kyneton.
Here we are. Stephen Schmidt is the track manager, and he joins us on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Whitey. How are you?
I'm going well, thank you. Now, there was some significant thunderstorm activity over our house last night at about 3 o'clock. What was it like up at Kyneton overnight?
No, we didn't get much. We only got 3 mil.
What were you hoping to get?
Well, that was about what I wanted.
Okay. Well, that's all right then.
So I've got a good 4 at the moment.
Yep.
The penetrometer's 6.13. The rail's out 4 metres from the 1200 to the winning post. And I reckon if the weather stays kind to us, I think the track will race as a good 4 all day.
Oh, beautiful.
But in saying that, I've had a good look at the radar, and it's not a real good sight to see what's coming around 11 or 12 o'clock. But anyway, we can't do nothing about that.
Okay, so are you a track manager that just obsesses over the radar? You've just got it happening all the time? Or are you
saying what will be? Close to the race meeting, yeah, I do. I sort of live on it, yeah.
And fair enough.
I'm just having a look at it now. There is a bit of activity in the area.
Yeah, well, no, it's fine here at the moment, but, yeah, it's supposed to come by the radar that I looked at earlier this morning around 11 or 12 o'clock, this significant rain supposed to be coming in. And if you can believe right through, it's supposed to rain nearly all afternoon. So I'd say there'd be a deterioration of the track if that happens.
All right, Stephen. Well, thank you very much for the information. You've got it perfect for the moment. Let's hope the weather stays away and you've got a good day of racing.
No worries. Thanks very much. Bye.
Good stuff. Stephen Schmidt there, the track manager at the beautiful Kyneton Racetrack, where we are racing today. And we've got, hopefully, a couple of winners coming our way. George Osborne has got 2 going around in the same race today. In race 3, he's been good enough to join us. G'day, George.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. You've got the 2 in the same race today, which I don't know if it's ideal. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing for one of them and a bad thing for the other one, I guess. Just the way it panned out, I've got a couple of horses whose form isn't terrific, and you've got your hands tied behind your back. You've got to go where you get a run, and the obligation to run both horses on behalf of both owners goes around today. So.
Righto. Well, let's have a look at both those horses in race 3. Number 5 is Just Like Serena. No tantrum today, but super talented, I'm sure. First up today, and the first up record's not fantastic. What are we thinking about Just Like Serena today?
The second, third, and fourth up isn't fantastic either. pretty plain. I've just backed off on her for a couple of months and completely changed the training routine, where she basically sees the swimming pool more than the training track, and just trying to get her to hit the line a bit. So her first up run last time was probably her best, and then it got worse. So we're just trying something different as a last resort. So, unfortunately, I'm actually away, but unfortunately the rain that they're predicting is not going to suit horses drawn near the fence either, so she's drawn a bit close. If the rain comes, then she might be struggling.
Right. Well, your other runner, Like a Boom, has got a better draw if that's the case. Out in barrier 10 comes into 9, I think, with the scratching. And second up today. Now, second up's only done it once and didn't trouble the scorers, but are you happy with the first up run of the Chuka?
I was happy to the regards that the horse raced terrific. He made a long sustained run, and he was going to win the race at the top of the straight, but he decided to duck in badly and sort of knock half the field down. So he just lost his way a little bit. And it was something that we were aware of. He does do it a little bit in his work, and we sort of straightened him out with a bit of gear change, and then we thought we had him spot on, so we left him in his normal gear, and he decided to sort of lay in. So we've changed his gear around a little bit to straighten him up, and he's had a trial last week at home, and he won that trial quite well. So he's certainly going in the right direction, and he's probably better suited out wide where he can have clear running. And, yeah, look, he's probably in a nice race for him.
Right, so that's your best today?
Yeah, I've got no other option. Yeah, he'd be my best, but probably on an each way basis, and hopefully the track plays the way I suspect it will. It normally does play a bit to the outside, so he's a genuine each way chance.
Well, good luck to you and the owners in the stable today. We appreciate your time, George. Go well.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
George Osmond with his best today, race 3, number 15, Like a Boom, Whitey.
Charles Cassar has a couple of runners in today as well, and he joins us. Good morning to you.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Going well, thank you. Race 3, number 11, starts things off for you, Helvetian from gate 7. What are your thoughts?
Look, he's a nice horse. He's a New Zealand 3-year-old who, like most of them, will be better next time in. But he can gallop the horse. He just probably needs to get away clean on race day and just race a little bit more generously. He's always shown plenty of gate speed in his trials, but his two race starts, he's sort of just been a little bit slow away, and that's cost him taking up a forward position, you know?
Okay, so what I was going to say is that the forecast of rain this afternoon, I know he's only had two starts, but do you know whether that's a good or a bad thing?
I've seen him on a soft five, and he seems to cope with that no problem. The breeder tells me that the breeder love it, so I'm just going to go on that and hope that he gets through it if it gets wet, you know?
Okay, no worries. Now, race 5, number 7, Taxivator from gate 10. So close in this preparation, but just can't quite get the one next to the name.
Yeah, look, he's so genuine, this bloke, and loves racing. He's just got to get a little bit of luck from that barrier today. I think this is probably a little bit weaker than his last two he's contested, but he does have to navigate the barrier.
Okay, so barrier may be a bit of an issue, but you couldn't be, I don't know what words into your mouth, but you couldn't be happier going in?
No, I couldn't be happier. The horse is spot on. The horse is spot on, and I suppose if the rain that they say we're going to get does come, the barrier may aid us, you know, because I think the fence might chop up a bit.
All right, so if you had to pick one of your two for us to put some money on, what way would you go?
I think Taxivator, last I checked, was pretty short, so maybe Helvetian each way might be a better bet.
All right, we might do that. I don't mind, especially if the rain comes, that might be our play. Good luck today.
Good on you. Thanks for that.
Good stuff there, and great to have the company of our trainers today. Charles Cassar there with his best Helvetian, race 3, number 11. So there you go. We've got two of the same race, Whitey, as our best today.
Well, that's maybe a bit of a ploy.
Oh, we're stacking the odds, are we? We're stacking the game our favour.
I just want to check the odds.
For who? For race 5, Taxivator.
Well,
Taxivator is currently $2.90. We can take that, can't we?
Helvetian, $6.
Can we take $2.90?
Let's go Helvetian the place at $2.20.
Helvetian the... This is...
And then we've got the win with George Osmonds in the same race. So we can actually get two collects.
Well, this is controversial. We'll discuss it more during the news.